Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're talking about trendsetters, women whose vision, style, and willingness to break barriers changed culture, from what we wear to how we behave. A striking, dark-haired woman with hazel eyes rummages through a village store in Ireland. It's the kind of shop that sells everything, flour, sugar, even coffins. But what is this woman looking for? Aha, there it is. Carefully, she pulls out a bolt of red flannel cloth from one of the bins. She has this idea to make a red flannel skirt to capture the essence of Ireland. Little does she know it would catapult Irish fashion to the international stage. Who was the woman who started it all? The Dior of Dublin, the Empress of Irish fashion. Let's talk about Sybil Connolly. Sybil was born in Wales in 1921, the daughter of an Irish insurance man and a half-Welsh, half-English mother. After her father's death, Sybil moved to Ireland at the age of 15. There, she only received 2 years of formal education. But she was always a bright girl with a curiosity for the world, especially fashion. In 1938, Sybil moved to London. She became an apprentice at Bradley's, a prestigious dressmaking company. Queen Mary was actually a customer of Bradley's at the time, and Sybil would often hold pins for the dressmakers as they measured Her Royal Highness. After a few years, Sybil returned to Ireland and started working for another fashion design company. There, she advocated for using traditional Irish fabrics rather than modern Parisian designs. But her ideas were largely ignored. Despite all that, Sybil was finally given her chance to shine. In the early 1950s, the designer left abruptly, and Sybil was given free rein to design a clothing collection of her own. But what would it be? Inspiration came one evening at twilight. She was walking along a country road and stopped to talk with a few little kids. When their mother came out to call for them, Sybil saw what she was looking for. The woman was standing, framed in the door of her whitewashed cottage. She wore a bright red plaid skirt, and around her shoulders was a traditional black shawl. This experience is what led Sybil to go digging in the local village store for red flannel fabric. Using traditional Irish textiles and forms, she debuted her first collection of clothes in 1952. An editor from Harper's Bazaar saw Sybil's work, and he was immediately impressed. Sybil's designs were comfortable to wear and made out of a luxurious pleated linen that moved with the body rather than staying rigidly in place. The editor made sure other American press and fashion buyers got to Ireland to see her work firsthand. At the time, the hotspots for European fashion were France, Italy, England. But thanks to Sybil's designs, Ireland was now also on the list. Life magazine featured her designs on the cover. It was a romantic photograph of a model in a white crochet evening dress draped in a traditional vibrant red cloak. The headline read, "Irish Invade Fashion World." From there, Sybil began jet-setting. She hosted fashion shows across the U.S. and Canada, and even Australia. In the 1950s, a woman traveling around the world to promote and run her own business was rare, to say the least. But Sybil's beauty and good-natured commentary made her an immediate sensation in America. She was soft-spoken and quite funny. When the Daily Mail asked why she hadn't married, she said, "For the moment, I like to buy my mink and diamonds myself." In her heyday, Sybil took on unique assignments, like designing new uniforms for three orders of Catholic nuns. But more commonly, her clothes were worn by some of the wealthiest Americans. When Jackie Kennedy sat for her official White House portrait, she was wearing a pleated linen Sybil Connolly dress. But Sybil's design stayed the same while the world moved on. In 1959, the New York Times remarked that in her new collection, she, quote, showed tweeds as she always has and always will. Sybil's refusal to change with the times meant she lost touch with consumers. In the 1990s, her clothes looked exactly the same as they had decades earlier. But Sybil kept designing. She worked on interiors and partnered with Tiffany & Company. She also wrote books about gardens and Irish crafts. Sybil Connolly died at home in Dublin in 1998. She was 77 years old. Despite her decline in popularity, Sybil's influence on the world of fashion is undeniable. She took traditional Irish garb and made it a staple part of the American woman's wardrobe. Before Sybil, Ireland was a relatively unknown player in the world of fashion. Sybil put Irish clothing design on the map. All month, we're talking about trendsetters. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new theme. Talk to you then.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.